Ronan Kelly is here to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers.
The front pages of some of the papers this morning are just too upsetting to look at. They show the pictures of children shot in Texas, and the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Mirror have the quote from the killer as headlines, "You're going to die." The Mirror reports that one of the teachers was killed with children in her arms as she tried to protect them. The plight of the parents was awful. According to the Star, they had to be swabbed for DNA before they could be matched with their children's bodies, and for some, this took hours. The headline in the Irish Independent is, "Cries pierce the night after parents hear the news they dreaded." Elsewhere on the front pages is that story about the renters you may have heard about in the Bulletin, with the Irish Examiner saying that due to the demand from desperate house hunters, some letting agents are putting properties online for just 1 hour. TDs in trouble are on some of the front pages. The Irish Examiner reports that TDs have one great perk, fast-tracking passport applications for their constituents. Now, with the delays in passport applications, the number of queries the TDs are being allowed was supposed to be reduced to 15 a week. This met with anger from TDs across the House, so Simon Coveney increased the cap from 15 to 20. More troublingly, the Irish Daily Mail reveals today in an exclusive that several government TDs and senators were at an event hosted by the gambling industry at Punchestown Racecourse. This is despite the fact that the Oireachtas is due to discuss gambling regulations. The event hasn't been logged in the lobbying register. One TD quoted in the Mail says that they didn't discuss work, but said maybe they butter you up in the hopes that it pays off later. Another TD was asked who else was there and he replied, "I'm not squealing." While the US Congressman Richard Neal was feted during his visit to the Shannon, as we heard yesterday, his visit to the North is not so welcome, according to the Belfast Telegraph. Geoffrey Donaldson described it as terrible and his comments about the protocol as outrageous. Meanwhile, the Irish News reports in a survey by two universities in the North which show that since Brexit, there are now more people who think that a united Ireland is likely. In the Irish Independent, good news for people who have alopecia or who lose their hair due to illness. There's now a grant of €500 towards the cost of wigs and hairpieces. And yesterday, I described a letter writer to the Irish Independent as curmudgeon for his dyspeptic review of conversations with friends, but today it turns out he was onto something. Esther McCarthy in The Examiner headlines her review with, "Even the sex scenes were boring." She goes on to write, "I've seen more sexual chemistry between my dog and my cat, and my dog has no testicles and my cat has three legs."